sensitivity of this. Honor for Mr. Barloga, who they are having a memorial service for on Saturday, I understand. And I know it was brought to my attention by both Supervisor Taylor and now Common Council President Kristen Wilhelm
mm-hmm.
Of the City of Franklin. So, if you would, read item number one, please.
Item one, a resolution by Supervisors Borkowski, Broderick, and Taylor naming the Milwaukee County-owned woodlands located south of West Drexel Avenue and east of South 27th Street in the City of Oak Creek as Barloga Woods.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you. I know you had spoken with Alderwoman or Council President Wilhelm, who I was elected the same time as she was in 2008. And when I was elected, I ran on a whole bunch of different issues, but drainage was not one of them. And we had a pretty rough spring in April, May of 2008. So about 6 years ago this time, Kristen said to me, well, you should really meet with Richard, because he knows everything about Milwaukee County, where the water flows, which direction. And so I spent Friday afternoon, probably 5-6 hours with him, learned more than I ever wanted to, driving through Franklin, through parts of my district. And he showed me, you know, why we were having problems in this subdivision or this neighborhood. But what was interesting is we were walking in the middle of the woods, and there was just little green plants. He said, this is going to be a purple flower in a month. This is going to be yellow. I mean, he knew every species, and he was really dedicated. I mean, the resolution that was put together really sums up his life and dedication to the area. So I'm just thankful that you called the special meeting. He's having the services on Saturday at the Indian Community School, and I know Alderman Wilhelm is very happy that she'll be able to hopefully announce to the people that this is honor that he's receiving.
Thank you so much. We have one other party who would like to be heard, Mr. John Lunds, who I think knew Mr. Barloga well.
Thank you. Yes, it was my privilege to know him fairly well. Normally, I would really recommend waiting until a person's been dead a couple of hundred years before you dedicate anything to all the moths and whatever can come out of the closet. But in Richard's case, this guy was just unique. There was absolutely no question about it. He's not a trained botanist, and yet if there's anyone that's well-respected for his knowledge of natural life in the woods and prairies and savannas and whatnot, what it was like around here before we came and messed up a lot of it, it was Richard. He's well respected in the community, and I think this is a great honor, and I really think you should go forward with it. Most of my personal dealings with him have been in the last 3 years. I've known him for many years and have dealt with him on a small basis, but 4 or 5 years ago, I think it was, We Energies put up for sale a parcel of land in Glendale, the old Crestwood area of Glendale. It's bordered by power lines and railroad tracks. And my wife and I decided that this is something really worth saving. And the city didn't really want to develop it because it was full of ephemeral wetlands that every spring would be full of ducks and wildlife and all that, and then they dry out over time. But it was really a rare property, and it would have been, they could have gotten 5 or 6 houses in there, but Dick Mazalowski, the city administrator, wasn't keen on developing it, and neither were any of the neighbors around there. So we contacted Richard and Milwaukee Area Land Conservancy and got the ball rolling to get that, and I'm happy to say that Richard came out, and when we mentioned that it was up for sale, he told me all about it. He said, 1984, I went through that property, and I found, I don't remember how many it was, something like 75 species of native plants in that small 3.5-acre area. And so he's poorer than a church mouse. The guy, as far as anyone knows, never really held down a job or anything. He just went around surveying areas and living hand to mouth. So my wife and I paid him to do a more thorough job, and he countered by coming over on not one occasion or two occasions, but probably on 20 occasions and walking through that woods. Coincidentally, it always turned into about supper time. So he'd stop in and we'd feed him, and we got to know him really well. The guy was just a font of knowledge, not only about natural things, but architecture, photography, you name it. He was really keen on it. And as a result of all his surveying or resurveying of land, he found that everything that was there in 1984 was still there, and he found an additional 20 or 30 species that he had missed on his first go-around. So we were able to put together that list and show the quality of the woodlands to the point where we got Knowles Nelson Stewardship funds to provide the matching funds. Or it required matching funds, but We Energies donated the matching funds. So the result is that Malk was able to purchase the property. And so if this falls through, you can expect that we'll come back sometime and have that woods named for him. But I really believe this is worth going forward. So thank you.
Questions of either of the gentlemen by committee members, Supervisor Borkowski?
I want to know what's for dinner tonight.
Actually, there won't be anything for dinner tonight because I'm leaving early for a Park People board meeting. So, anyway.
Then I will move approval then.
We have a motion to approve. I think prior to voting on that, if there are no further questions, I'm going to ask the clerk to read maybe from line 35 down, just so that our viewing audience out there gets some sense for Mr. Barloga's accomplishments.
Whereas Mr. Barloga poured his physical, emotional, intellectual, and artistic efforts into the protection of the natural world and its indigenous plant communities so that they might serve as places of tranquility, spiritual reflection, and opportunities for teaching responsible and moral land ethics. And whereas his tenure as an observer and teacher of the natural world instructed and inspired a generation of land managers and citizen stewards throughout the region, and whereas Mr. Barloga's years of seasonal inventories of the unique woodland locally known as Esh Hanadel Woods in Oak Creek led to its identification as one of the most significant local natural resources and ultimately its addition to the Milwaukee County Park System, and whereas the Esh Hanadel Woods are comprised of multiple parcels of wooded land within Falk Park, and the Parks Department has specifically designated those parcels to be named after Mr. Barloga, and whereas Milwaukee County desires to recognize Richard Barloga for his lifelong commitment to the people and natural resources of southeastern Wisconsin and his passion that led to the protection and enhancement of so many diverse and beautiful landscapes. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors hereby honors the life and contributions of Mr. Richard R. Barloga by naming the Milwaukee County-owned woodlands located south of Drexel Avenue and east of South 27th Street, Barloga Woods, in his memory.
Thank you. Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're not removing the names Esh and Hanadel, are we? We're just naming a different part of the woods, correct?
As I understand it, that's correct.
Okay, all right. I ask unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor.
Nah. Hearing no objection? So ordered. The item before us has a motion to approve by Supervisor Borkowski. If there is no further discussion or comment, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. Thank you all for your participation today. See you on the floor.